And they want to get rid of stuff now. And if they don't have a place to go with it, guess where it's going to end up? We've got friends who are moving to Atlanta in a month. And when they cleaned out their garage, I said, I'm going to find a place to take this. So we're sitting with their box of stuff, along with our box of stuff.
To answer your question, Commissioner Williams, that we have been approached in amendment to the current grant. The board looks at it and sees how it aligns with the actual approval, and we have approved some changes to match somewhat. Now, it didn't just go off to a whole different grant, but as long as it was within the cost, if that's what the grant was written for, the board has approved that in the past as a change to the original grant, which still has to go before DNR to get the final approval.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's pretty easy once solid waste districts approved it.
Sounds like time is of the essence. That my other concerns are, and I'm sure we all three share the same. We would want, if we were to move forward, I'm assuming we would want legal to look at it to make sure that it's not an opportunity. I don't know if we can decide today, and you guys again tell me if I'm wrong. If we decide today, yes, we want you to do it, go forward, move forward, without there being contracts. I mean, there's probably a lot more to it than just us saying, yeah, go do it. Am I wrong in that train of thought? Or
what I thought I heard you say, along towards the end, is you can apply for it. You don't have to tell them whether it's going to be continuous pickup every day or whether it's semi-annual pickup. Well, that's a little ambiguous. They're going to want one or the other. You change your mind, they would be adaptable, I think. Is that right,
correct,
Scott?
Yes, it'd just be an amendment to the original approved grant, as long as it's within the same scope. Instead of paying for our own pickup, it would be a one-time event, but it'd still be paying for the pickup of the hazardous waste. But it wouldn't be exactly how the grant was written, but it would be for the same end result would happen by approving the amendment. It's like if you said you wanted to buy a truck and you got approved, and then all of a sudden, no, let's buy a forklift. That's not what I'm talking about. It would need to align somewhat the amendment as paying for the cost of the, not the collection, but the pickup of the hazardous waste.
So your deadline is Monday to apply for it, and if you don't apply for it, you don't get it. But you can apply for it and then say, after searching this out more and everything, we want to pull our application. We don't like it.
Right.
Because what would happen is they would pull it back. Correct me if I'm wrong. They'd pull it back and they'd look at some of the other applicants and decide. Or I've been assured there's a strong feeling of wanting to do this for Taney County. So I guess it's whether you want to consider it or not.
Well, I think we want to consider it. Can we
apply without going to the attorney?
I don't think there's any, you have to worry about any contracts or anything like that.
Well, you would be representing the county in this, correct? You would be representing the county in filling out this grant.
Yeah, but I could bring it over and get your signature instead of mine on it in submission of it. My signature would have to be on it.
Which would run it through Travis to make sure that, I mean, I'm not saying we can't do it. I'm just saying I don't know that we can.
The next opportunity for this particular grant would not be for another year.
Well, I'm not saying we wouldn't be able to do it this week. I just don't know if we can make a decision today. Or we can do it, you know, contingent upon, or fill out the paperwork, let Travis look over it, and then he can tell. I mean, I don't know how it needs to move forward. I would just feel more comfortable.
Do you have any paperwork or anything with you? Because our legal is on vacation this week.
Well, I have an example of what the grant application is.
And it's pretty lengthy. It's based on points.
Because how do you get compensated? And maybe you don't. I'm asking.
I'm not asking for compensation. I do have a business. I do write grants. But my heart and my passion is about getting this done.
And we all know that. That's...
You did this for the city of Branson before?
Many times. Well over $100,000 worth. And for Hollister Schools, $4.5 million worth.
I'm just thinking a copy of something like that, and I'm assuming maybe that's what that is.
What's that now? I'm sorry.
I'm assuming that's a copy of something like what you've done before in the past.
This is our application.
Yeah, it's pretty standard for the years. There's not too many changes. The only thing you're ever handling in the way of liquids is oil-based paint because you bulk it. So you take oil-based paint and bulk it. There are places around that use motor oil. You can, because you're doing it by appointment and because people will be there, then you can examine it. But I think after I left, that became a real problem because people would take dirty rags and that kind of thing that they were cleaning up and they put it in with the oil. And it became a nightmare. And so far as I know, City of Branson may have quit taking used motor oil.
We don't do motor oil. We don't do motor oil.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Did I wrote 6,000. What is the cost? You said we need to have three people trained. What is the cost of that?
2 to 3. I don't know because that used to be in person. Now there's some virtual trainings. DNR is talking about doing a training. I talked to them a month ago, and they said, well, they're looking at doing a training, which I assume would be in Jeff City, probably.
That's what she acted like. The only place that we found, I think it was this week or next week, was in Iowa.
But do you have any idea what kind of cost we're
talking
about?
Well, that's what I was going to try to.
That was the one that had, but I think it was virtual. It was a conference that was going to be virtual.
I found hands
and
on.
And for that one, and I've written them, and I haven't gotten a response because I just saw it a week. Actually, I saw it Friday night when I got home. Probably for something like that, it would be the cost of attending as if you were going to a conference, so probably $500 a person.
You said that if we did the semi-annual, whatever it cost, if I got this right, you may not realize it, but you said quite a bit.
10 to 15,000, and that's low compared. Natalie, who's the solid waste district coordinator, had been checking for me of what other areas with other solid waste district coordinators, and that was the figure she gave me.
So if you had the one or two times a year, do you have to have three of your people trained there, or is it the company that comes?
No, that's the big cost, is you're bringing in high-dollar people who are making $100 an hour and travel time and all of that. Plus, they're charging you a fee for the weight on all of everything that you've got that they collect.
Training I found back in 2017 was $800 a person. Is the most current that I found.
That's the training. Then you have your room, transportation, all that. But the actual cost of the training is about $800 apiece.
The reason I did not put that in and suggest that for the part of the grant is if you went with this, my assumption is that you would be wanting to train your people before you'd have the okay on the grant, and you can't pre-spend grant money until it's been approved. So, for example, if there was a training in November, the grant could not cover that because the grant won't be available till February or late January.
Well, I think we want to move forward with something. I think my concern, I don't know about the other two, are how do we move forward how do we proceed and make sure that it's... And Travis may say, yeah, it's fine. But he also may go, eh, you just made a contract with somebody and didn't give anybody else an option to be able to come forward. And I don't know. Those are my concerns.
He usually comes up with little things that we don't come up with.
Sure.
So I mean,
attorneys usually did.
Yeah. Attorneys and accountants. They always mess up a good deal.
From the gentleman from Iowa, he doesn't give me a cost, just an agenda. I didn't pursue on to the cost. It didn't seem feasible to me. I didn't even hit it.
But yeah, so I mean, if we want to move forward, I think we need to get with staff and have them reach out to legal. And
my idea with three people was you've only got one or two are going to be working at the recycle center, but if one of those moves on to another job, then who's your backup or whatever?
You got to train another person if you don't have somebody mm-hmm. trained already.
Right.
Or if they don't show up, you've got to have...
Right. The training is learning to read labels and realize what you put in this barrel should not be mixed with what you're going to put in this barrel. It's...
I don't know if you want to see that now.
It's not highly technical.
I sent it to you.
So how do we want to move forward? I guess, do we want to move forward? And if so, how do we move forward?
And you could go for more than the 6,000 of what I put in there.
Why wouldn't you go for more?
Well, because our solid waste district is one of the worst. Because we do not have a landfill here, we are minimally funded.
Our piece of the pie is not very big.
Not very big. Gotcha. $47,500, we may get $60,000 worth of grant requests. Mm-hmm. We may not, but, I mean, we could.
So $6,000 to $8,000 is probably...
Pretty good sized grant.
Pretty good sized grant.
But yeah. Occasionally there's one higher, but...
Did you have a cheat sheet that you was getting all this
sure.
art that don't make a copy for us each?
I'm
just going to make a copy.
Okay.
Like I said, I think we just need a quick communication with council should be able to alleviate or bring up any concerns, then we should be able to move forward if that's what we choose to do.
And do you like the idea of putting together the pamphlet?
The educational piece?
Mm-hmm. Is that a lot like what you
we have one
got
on.
One? I was going to say we have one.
I mean, it's
all we have to do is tweak it.
We don't have the HHW on no. it. But it's
yeah. Well, but it also doesn't include things like where you go with computers, electronics, fluorescent tubes.
So I thought
does
Presley
it?
Had kind of put on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a pretty nice pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of course, that's just my opinion.
Mm. Well, but can you not just say educational component?
Right.
And so if you say educational component, it can be used for anything that
correct.
Is
yes.
deemed as educational.
Yes.
There's some
yes.
just some little things that you could say to people, like, for example, an aluminum can takes 400 years to break down in a landfill.
Mm-hmm.
Hazardous waste material?
What's that?
An aluminum can is a hazardous waste material?
It's recyclable.
It's recyclable. Mm-hmm.
Also read a study in National Geographic 10 years ago that they dug into a landfill just to see how the stuff was deteriorating. And they pulled out a hot dog, but the guy said he would have swore he could have eaten it right now.
Oh, I've heard.
It is like 20, 30 years old, he said.
Uh-huh. That because of all the preservatives that are in it?
All the preservatives in the hot dog. Yeah.
I've heard things like that.
I doubt that.
Mm-hmm.